shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
I just think the whole idea that she doesn't believe in global warming.
She's frightening. Mark, that is frightening stuff. Frightening. First of all,
I respect the Senate's role to advise and consent, but.
No, because the Toyota company's been known as fairly arrogant.
Want to make out? Perverts!
Hey, world famous Phil Henry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast for him and the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show, and knows what it's talking about. This is a show where truth is our bitch, and we take you through the looking glass of news, the media, and maybe even the way you yourself view things. Coming up on our show tonight, we have the story of another kid getting suspended for bringing a four-inch toy gun to school. Chris Matthews is deathly frightened of Sarah Palin, as well he should be, I guess. I don't know. He's scared. But Chris is scared. He's just generally scared. And does global warming is global warming caused by earthquakes? Because we heard Danny Glover say that it was, and now we've got somebody else saying that it is. And they're still using the term global warming, by the way, which is going to piss off a few scientists because they've said, no, it's not that. It's global climate change. We'll talk about all of that on the program tonight, but the first thing we want to get into is, first off, I want to tell you that you can watch our show tonight as well as listen to it at our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, and go over to that little thing there that's, well, if you're a subscriber, of course, what you do is just go over and click the link that shows you the video cast. If you're not a subscriber, you can subscribe, and then bingo, next thing you know, you've got the video cast, you have live streaming audio, you have all of the archives, you've got all of the video, all of the TV projects we've done, the animated projects that we've done, any interviews, it's all there. It's a huge archive going back many years at philhenryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL. And we're going to bring on the line with us this evening Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. And I know that we had a little bit of an opportunity to talk to you last night, Larry. Really, what we want to talk with you about this evening, though, has to do with Sarah Palin's grandson. I say not grandson, the father of the grandson, right?
This is the son-in-law.
The son, the teen father of Sarah Palin's grandson, featured on the cover of the upcoming print version of Playgirl magazine, sporting nothing but a sultry gaze. This, according to Rachel DeOro of Associated Press.
Well, technically, I think it's not a complete. You mentioned that it is a, and I had mentioned on my blog, and I'd mentioned it in a mailer to some of our members that it was a full nude. It's not full nude. It is not a full on nude. Nonetheless, if we can get this specific, I think he shows the backside, and it is, for all intents and purposes, the areas that one would want to be nude, you know, are nude if you read that kind of thing.
All right. Well, the photos of Levi Johnson, he's a 19-year-old former fiancé of Palin's daughter, were a huge hit last fall on the magazine's website. The publisher expects the same results with other photos from the same shoot running in the newly resurrected print version, which is available now on newsstands on February the 22nd. It looks like Levi Johnson has brought back Playgirl, huh?
Well, Playgirl, the history of Playgirl is a pretty sorry and sad history. It started out as a magazine that was intended for women, women who wanted to see men, what they would call, I guess, the beefcake shot. I think the first centerfold they ever had, Bill, in Playgirl was Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then they went with other actors, but they found that the female readership essentially dropped off. And instead of a female readership, they began to have more of a male readership, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
They had a gay readership, a lot of gay men.
Pretty much, and it became a gay, for the most part, a publication favored by gay men. Levi Johnston knows this. Now understand something, Phil. I'm a conservative, but I'm not a bigot. But I also know what it takes to elect conservatives in this country. I know what it takes to be philosophically consistent. And when I talk to other conservatives, I think they know what I'm talking about. I think the number one thing we want to do is get people elected. The number two thing that you want to do is you want to, once you get them elected, you want to make sure that they are having as as unfettered, shall we say, a time as possible, getting conservative conservative viewpoint and a conservative agenda promoted in Washington. Now, Sarah Palin's got a problem. And I've been a Palin fan ever since I knew that Huckabee was not going to be the nominee. I decided that I would go ahead and bite on the towel, if you will, and become a Palin-McCain fan. I have spent the good part of my life trying to keep liberals out of Washington.
All right, but Larry, not to interrupt you, man.
Go ahead.
I mean, what is the bottom line here on Levi Johnston?
Well, the bottom line is, and the Democrats will exploit this, if Sarah Palin cannot control her family, if she can't control a daughter from becoming pregnant, and as my understanding is she was not married, if she can't control a son-in-law, a former son-in-law, from appearing in a gay publication, and again, I don't have any worries about that.
Well, if you don't have a worry about him being in a so-called gay publication, whatever you think that means, it originally was a magazine for women, and now I guess they pretty much admit that they're a magazine for gay men, and you're not a bigot. So what is the bottom line? Is that he's appearing in a magazine for gay men?
No, it's that he's appearing nude, and yes, and the gay man aspect of it is going to be exploited by the Democrats because we've got a significant constituency that has been opposed to gay marriage, myself included. But I would not, hold that against Levi Johnston. What makes my job difficult is that someone is going to say, look at him posing nude for gays. And I would say, well, it isn't so much that I don't even care what he's doing. And they'll say, don't you care whether or not she can control her son-in-law? And I have no answer for that.
Well, let's start with you, the conservative Larry Grover. And you are the chairman of Conservatives Kern County, so you speak for them.
Yes, I do, even though we have a diverse membership.
All right, but you speak for them. Have you got a problem with Levi Johnston posing nude?
I don't have a problem, no.
Well, what would you say? I'll play the part of a Democrat. I'll play the part of a Democrat. Hey, your girl there, Palin, she can't even control her own family. What makes you think she can control my party in Washington?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, let's talk, but I understand. You say you don't have an answer for that.
I do not have an answer for that.
Or let's... All right, can we just psychodrama here?
You can do whatever you want.
I want to hear what you'd say to a Democrat.
All right.
Hey, Larry, it's your old buddy Phil. I'm a Democrat, and hey, look at your girl Palin. She can't even control her own family. What makes you think she's going to control my party in Washington?
I would stand.
No, what would you say?
I'd say I have no answer for you. You're right. That's what I'm saying, Phil. No Republican can answer that question. That's the problem. And no one can defend Palin with this fiasco. And when you put that together with the fact that she's got a daughter that has been that has been in the news, and I think a rather unseemly way. I've got a lot of family, and we are many generations in this country, but becoming pregnant and having that news about your daughter becoming pregnant juxtaposed with the image of propane tanks and chain link fences, and that doesn't help you either.
I don't understand. What do you mean propane tanks?
I'm talking about the trailer park.
Was she living in a trailer park?
That is my understanding. And so is this Johnston. So you've got a trailer park, a guy who is posing nude for gays, which smacks of the kind of cruising of rest stops, you know what I'm saying, in parking lots, that seeming conservative men have been known to do, like a Larry Craig. We've got a problem.
All right, so now what you're saying here then, it does have something to do with homosexuality.
No, it doesn't, but I'm saying the Democrats will use it, and we don't have a response to it. And
well, is it possible that Palin, therefore, is not the answer?
That is my conclusion, yeah. And it's difficult for me to say this. Her grandson's dad, this Levi Johnston, is showing his bare spread backside to homosexual men around the world, and Sarah couldn't do anything to stop it. How do we defend Palin in this if she can't keep her son-in-law from showing it to gays.
All right, you keep bringing it back to gay and not nudity.
Unfortunately, we've painted ourselves into a corner on this. And I will tell you, Bill, that...
You painted yourselves into a corner. I'm not trying to make this difficult for you, Larry.
You're not exactly upset that that we're having this problem.
No, I honestly... What have you painted yourself? You mean the vociferousness with which you were talking against gay marriage?
The morality issue. The morality issue. Now, let me tell you something before anybody gets any bright ideas. I'm a conservative, and we do believe in moral behavior. We believe in a moral country. Because I don't have an answer for this one, doesn't mean that we do not believe in conducting ourselves as a moral people. But we've got a woman that we want to run for president, and she has so little control over her family that her son-in-law is sticking it up in a camera lens so gay men can go, "Isn't this, look at that. How about that?" We've got a woman running for president.
All right, I get the idea, Larry. Our number, hold on for just a minute, okay?
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
All right, but hold on. Our guest is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He's talking about Sarah Palin. He says that Sarah Palin would never be able to handle the job of president because she can't even handle Levi Johnston and his posing nude for Playgirl magazine. Do you agree with him or not? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Larry, we're going to come back, all right?
All right, I think there's a few more things here that need to be talked about.
But you personally, you're giving up on Sarah Palin.
I don't think there's any choice.
All right, 877-876. And so Larry has just basically said, he's a conservative too, that Sarah Palin, she's off the table. She can't control her own family. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. We're back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, number again, will you?
877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
By the way, if you'd like to see little clips of our show, you can go to the Real Bud Dickman at YouTube. That's the Real Bud Dickman channel at YouTube. And you can see, named it after your, after our intern, Bud Dickman, you can see clips, two-and-a-half-minute clips of our video cast. Our number 877-876-PHIL from Conservatives of Kern County is Larry Grover. We're talking about Sarah Palin. We'll get to some of your phone calls here in a moment. But the chances of Sarah Palin being president of the United States, Larry, you feel diminished with this Levi Johnston photo shoot with, the bad publicity that it brings her in your mind. But, you know, you're saying that she does not, she doesn't show that she can control the Democrats with this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, hold on. What can she do to send the message that she can control Democrats? If she could control her family, she can control Democrats.
Well, I think it's a good question, Phil. I don't think there's any question that she needs to come out very forcefully and say that she condemns this closet homosexual behavior of this Johnston, this Levi Johnston, that she condemns this closet queer.
I would rather you not use that word.
The closet homosexual. And the other thing she needs to do is come out in favor of having him jailed for this queer behavior. Not the queer, but to be jailed.
Yeah, I'd rather not use that word.
I understand, Phil. I'm trying to be jailed for anything that is the closeted and for being a deadbeat. That's something else that I don't think anybody's bringing out. This guy is a deadbeat. He owes money on child support. And
are you sure he owes, or is this just in the petition from Bristol Palin? That this is what she seeks in child support.
Well, this guy made $100,000 or $115 million or something last year, and he's dead beating out on his own son while he's giving it away to these gays. That's something that she needs to come out and say. She needs to say that my grandson is being deprived, but Johnston gives it away to gays.
Well, she can't come out and say that because she's going to alienate gay people.
But in the way that she would say it. In the way that she would say it, that would be tactical and it would be diplomatic.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We need to go remote to our calls tonight. Remote to Rebecca on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
I tuned in kind of late, and I just heard the last comment before break. And
yes, ma'am.
I just think it's ridiculous for someone else to be responsible for someone else's actions. I mean, Sarah Palin, he's his own person. And because he decided to do something stupid, that shouldn't reflect on her character at all. I mean, she's not his mother.
I don't think it reflects on her. I don't think it reflects on her character. I think it reflects on her ability to control events. Because if she can't control this, well, how is she supposed to control the Democrats? See, if she can't control this deadbeat who wants to take his pants off for other men, and that's fine, but if she can't control him, how do you think she's going to control any Democrat in Washington that tells her, hey, I'm not going to do what you want, Madam President, because you've got a son-in-law that wants to drop it and show it to the men.
But that's his American right. If he wants to do that, then that is his problem. She shouldn't have to control it.
You could say the same thing about the Democrats. That it's their right to vote against her, and she shouldn't have to control it. But I think
that's
it true. Shows.
You don't have to control anybody. You should influence people to do
that's
the
why
right
I say
thing.
She won't make a good president.
Sarah Palin,
she's not going to make a good president because her daughter's boyfriend posed nude. That has nothing to do
exactly.
with her.
Yes, it does, because she could have said to him, I'm going to place you under arrest as governor of Arkansas, of Alaska, wherever, it was Alaska, I'm placing you under arrest for your queer behavior.
You can't, I don't like the word queer, if you don't mind, Larry, and you can't arrest people for that because it's not against the law.
No, it's not against the law at all.
The deadbeat, he could be arrested for deadbeat, okay, I'll give you that. But I don't even know that he is a deadbeat. I know that in the petition, Bristol Palin is asking for a certain amount of money. I don't know that he's run afoul or is delinquent.
Well, I'm telling you, the image, Mr. Henry, and I've been in politics a long time, perception is everything. You ever heard that phrase?
Yeah, I heard it a lot.
You've heard it a lot?
Yeah.
When I would ask the call, have you heard the phrase, perception is everything, Rebecca?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's...
She's heard it?
Yeah, she's heard it.
I've heard it before.
Well, I don't get that. I don't get that.
It's a common phrase.
Well, perception's everything.
I don't understand how she can judge her off of him. She can't control him at all.
She can't control a predatory homosexual that is also her son-in-law.
Now you got him as a predatory homosexual.
No.
You know, Larry, you better watch it, man.
She can't control the image of her family that is being broadcast around the world.
She couldn't control her daughter getting pregnant, and I'm sure that made her look bad in front of people, but that's not something that she could change or do anything about.
Right. You're absolutely right, and that's why I say she's a big risk as a presidential candidate.
All right, well, okay. Rebecca, thank you so much for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Here's we're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County, and we're talking about Sarah Palin and, her problems vis-a-vis her family. Let's go over to Anna in North Carolina. Anna, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm so glad to have the opportunity to talk to you and give that
yes, ma'am.
Republican in need of a way to defend Sarah Palin something to think about. And that's that if you're really into liberty and doing the right thing, you don't control him. He makes his decisions. You give him support. You give him advice if he's of a mind to even think to stop and listen to you. But
I don't know.
Sarah Palin
it sounds pretty far out
for his actions.
It sounds pretty
and
far out.
He will make his mistakes and learn from them.
Look, you can't come off like a namby-pamby.
Money.
It's too namby-pamby. If you come off like that and you look the same way to Democrats, they'll eat you alive.
Eat us alive? Are you kidding me? Bill Clinton.
The Democrats will eat her whole if
she
can't control her own family.
His pants when he's in the presidency.
Who's she talking about?
Who are you talking about, ma'am?
Clinton.
Is the caller there? Well,
I'm talking about Palin. Good God almighty.
Larry, watch your language. We're talking about Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she didn't know what we were talking. What show is she listening? Are you listening to Rusty Humphries? Or?
All right, thanks, Anna, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
She's talking about Clinton, and I'm sitting here with a mouthful of cotton candy and a head full of ideas.
We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. Sarah Palin can't control her son-in-law. How's she going to control the Democrats?
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you were finding fault with Sarah Palin about what?
Well, the idea that Sarah Palin is not professional enough to use a teleprompter. Phil, a teleprompter is something that television anchors use, that the professionals in television use, and she's got to scribble something on her hand. The woman has become a liability.
Well, hold on for a minute, man. I thought that the teleprompter issue was something that Republicans and conservatives were using to attack Obama. And the fact that she's not using one makes her look better.
The teleprompter issue is a non-issue, given the fact that every professional since Kennedy has, every president and every professional broadcaster has used it since Kennedy. What happened to Sarah Palin the other night, scribbling on her hand, looks like she doesn't know how to use a teleprompter, like it's too complex. And so we have a problem now with her, is she conversant with technology? Do we have a president that actually knows how to use a teleprompter? Do we have a president that actually can read the teleprompter and make it look like she's talking to the people, see?
Well, she doesn't want to use a teleprompter.
So she wants to scribble with a crayon on her hand. Is that?
Well, I don't know if it's a crayon, Larry. It looked like it was a felt pen. I don't know.
Now, the point is, I'm a conservative. I've spent my life trying to get the contagion of liberalism out of Washington and American life, and no matter how hard I work, more liberals turn up. We've got a liberal president today, we've got a liberal Congress today, and the only person we can put in the office of the President of the United States is a woman who can't even control her son-in-law from sticking a pressed ham.
All right, watch it, okay?
Well, I'm frustrated.
Watch the pressed ham, okay?
Well, that's what he's doing.
877-876-PHIL. Juan in Tampa. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
I just believe he's very afraid to have somebody that's supposedly doing something so-called homosexual affiliated with the conservative party somehow. That's where I'm getting the point. I mean, he's being very hateful towards gay people and very using strong language towards them. And he keeps on saying no, that he's not, but that's what
right.
I get off of it. He's just trying to cover it up with Sarah Palin not being able to control him. That's all I'm getting on.
Larry, the words you're using, Larry, and you've used the Q word more than once.
What was it, the Q word?
You know exactly what it is, and I'm not going to repeat it.
All right. Look, the gay issue, I'm just talking to this gentleman. Is the gentleman's name Juan?
That's correct.
All right. I'm saying to this gentleman that as conservatives, we can't afford to have her look like she can't control a member of her own family from sticking his rear end in a camera lens. Let's just call it that, okay? Forget about the gay issue. But we've got a lot of conservatives that have an issue with gay. Are you a conservative, or what are you?
I'm a liberal.
What am I even talking to this guy?
Well, he's a caller to my show.
See how ignorant he sounds?
He's a caller to my
show. What do you mean ignorant? You're telling me that I'm not going to spend my... And now so your name's Juan, is that correct? Okay, now I
yes,
get it.
Sir.
What does that mean now? What does it mean now you get it?
His name is Juan, and he's a liberal.
Oh, because he's a Hispanic,
wow.
He's a minority?
Well, I mean...
All right, well, your name's Larry, and I haven't heard anybody named Larry in years, so you've got to be a conservative.
You never heard of anyone named Larry?
No.
You know who Larry Bo is?
Look at Larry. Yeah, I know who Larry Bo is. Larry, the point here, and any other point that you wanted to make? I think I have to agree with the caller, though. You sound anti-gay. You sound homophobic.
I'm not opposed to homosexuals or any. He looks as if he's a fellow traveler. He's not a homosexual, but he looks like a fellow traveler.
a fellow traveler. All right, Juan, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Fred in Battleground, Washington. Fred, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. I just want to say, look, I'm very good. Thank you. I'm a conservative guy. I'm not a gay. I know gay people. It's my choice to not be gay. The issues that this guy's bringing up are all lack substance. And I think if he's been in politics for that long, maybe it's time he needs to get out, because I don't think that somebody that's looking to control the issues that he's looking to control is going to be beneficial for the American people. Regardless whether or not conservative or Democrat. No.
Well, I would say to the gentleman respectfully, the issue of morality in public life has been a conservative plank for a long time. And let's forget whether Levi Johnston is gay. Let's just talk about him, the son-in-law of Sarah Palin, going out and doing whatever he feels like he's going to do. He wants to go ahead and get naked for a magazine, that's what he does. He wants to go out and do this or that, that's what he does. And Palin stands by and watches all of this happen. Now, I don't know how we can tell the American people, vote for this woman, she'll be able to control the negative elements of the Congress, when she's got a son-in-law going out there and sticking it, like I said, putting it right in the lens of a, he's putting it right up there for the... These photographers
But wait a minute.
Gay. You know that, don't you? You know that the photographers are gay, don't you? So
yeah, no, but they're
putting it right in front of a gay.
Wait, well, hold on. You wanted to get out of the gay thing. Hold just a second,
right,
if you wouldn't. Larry, you wanted to get off the gay thing, so get off the gay thing. And I think this caller is right. Okay.
All right, but what's Levi Johnson doing? Spreading it for.
Here's one basic fact, though. We live in a free country, and I don't agree with what Levi Johnson did. But I don't have to watch it. We live in a free country, and everybody has free will. And you know what? You cannot control what people do at that level. Now, when I'm in an elected office, it's a different story.
So Palin's not going to be able to control Democrats. How do we get it?
Wait a minute. If I'm a conservative and I'm in office and I'm going to control a Democrat, I'm going to use policy to do that, and I'm going to do the push and pull thing where I take and they give and they give.
Yeah, I bet you'll do the push and pull.
Yeah.
And they'll say to you,
yeah,
you're probably pretty good at pushing and pulling, Fred, having just seen your son-in-law in a gay magazine.
I've got a daughter, and who knows, in 30 years she might be gay or might have a friend that's gay, but that's not
what
I'm saying.
Well, that may be, but is she gonna drop it right in front of the lens?
I don't know.
Oh,
I hope
boy.
If I do what I do right, which is I teach my daughter in my house morals and ethics for my daughter's best interest, then maybe she won't. But I'm an American,
Sarah Palin tried to do that. She's got a daughter that got knocked up in a trailer, son-in-law that's is nude
in
a woods.
You know what?
That
kind of stuff happened. Oh, my God, she's human. She's human.
You think people are going to be forgiving of her? The Democrats will eat her.
I'm an American.
All right. I want, Larry, you are hell-bent on this idea that the Democrats are going to tear her apart. What Fred is saying, I think other people are saying, it has no real relationship to politics.
Oh, come on! You know as well as I do,
it's time for you to get out of politics. Because we've been dealing with non-substantive issues like that for years.
You don't think the Democrats will say, look at Sarah Palin, she's not going to control the government.
If you sit on the radio and keep bringing it up, they sure will.
Levi Johnston walks into her office with his pants off and says, what are you going to do about it? Because that's what's going on. You know that.
Anybody that has a reasonable, is reasonable, that knows that people have free will, is going to look at this and say, you know what, that's unfortunate. Yeah, or that's what he did.
Her son-in-law walks into her office with his pants off, puts one leg up on a chair and says, hey, how you doing?
Oh, come on, Larry. I got to go, Fred. Very good call, Fred. I appreciate it. Larry, you're taking something.
I'm not taking anything, Phil. I'm a chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. I know how this works. I've been in politics a long time. This kid, this Levi Johnston is essentially walking into Sarah Palin's office with no pants on, putting one leg up on the top of her desk and saying, what are you going to do about it? Now, do you think anybody's going to vote for a woman like that? I got two words for you. No, they won't. I mean to say two words.
Yeah, two. It's funny how people get that wrong.
But you know, it's an expression. No, they won't. I got three words for you. No, they won't.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Tony in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County.
Yeah,
Tony? Yes, sir.
just surprised at some of the comments that he's making. He sounds like he's homophobic and afraid of women in power.
Not at all, sir. I just want a woman in power that they can't blackmail. Because that'll slow down an awful lot of conservative agenda, you know, the kind of the agenda, what do you call it?
Issues?
Yeah, the issues, the agenda issues.
Well, I think that the only person discredited by posing in Playgirl is the person that's posing. And as far as Palin being able to control him, I think she would look worse if she tried to control him.
What do you mean? If she said to him, you're going to be placed under arrest for walking into my office with no pants on, you're telling me that that's not something she could arrest him for?
Well, I didn't realize that he had walked in her office nude. Of course,
well,
that's
I'm saying, figuratively speaking.
He's never done such a thing, Larry. She can't have him arrested for posing in front of a magazine. She can't have him arrested if he truly is a deadbeat, which he's not.
I think there's got to be some way that she looks strong so that Democrats can't say that this guy Johnston is sitting in her office smoking a cigar with no pants on, sitting in a leather chair. We have to make it look as if she's got control.
What? You're the guy that's painting this picture of this guy sitting nude in her office, blackmailing her.
This gentleman knows what I'm saying. He's just as frightened as I am. Were that the case, this gentleman, Tony, would be on my side. Tony, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
If he were sitting nude in Palin's office, smoking her cigars and drinking her brandy, you would agree that he should be arrested, correct?
Well, I mean, if it was actually physically in her office and she wasn't agreeable to it, then yes.
Right. Okay.
But now, has Levi been in her physically in her office, nude, smoking a cigar?
I don't know.
No, he hasn't. The answer to that, Tony, is no, he has.
I don't know, I'm hopeful that it'll happen.
You're hopeful that
it'll happen?
Yeah, you're hoping they're going to Sarah Palin's.
Well, you were about to say there's every likelihood that it won't happen. I think that you should keep an open mind.
Look at Larry. I'll tell you right now, it isn't going to happen. And what's this stuff about smoking her cigars and drinking her brandy? How do you even know she drinks brandy?
Well, I didn't understand. How do you know she is all I heard?
How do you know she drinks brandy?
She's the governor of a state.
Not anymore.
No.
Tony, thanks so much. Great. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, he doesn't have anything more to say.
Tony, thank you so much, sir.
More of your calls,
more of your calls at 877-876-PHIL. Plus, still to come tonight, a man waterboards his own daughter as punishment. All right. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, run that by me again about the brandy.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. So Larry Grover and the problems of Palin and Levi Johnston from the Conservatives of Kern County Group. We thank you, Larry, very much for being with us. Coming up later on in the program, we're going to have a talk with Mr. Stephen Bozell. And he had an issue with his daughter's school vis-a-vis what they're being taught concerning global climate change. And it's an interesting discussion because there's a couple of things going on. First off, global climate change is actually the accepted phrase now, not global warming. Although there are people that would tell you different, believe me when I tell you it's global climate change. And they say global climate change because that covers the fact that sometimes the temperature is actually going down, you know. And for instance, you guys probably know, we talked about it last night, and you watch the news. There's been a hell of a lot of snow back east. Now, Joy Behar had on her show, and you know Joy, she's on that, what do you call it?
I think it's called, like, the View.
Yeah, that's what it is, The View. I thought it was The Other Half.
Now, the other half was the one they had, the guy. So it's The View. So anyway, Joy Behar on her show, but her show is on whatever the hell it is, CNN or something. Where the hell is this damn Behar bit? Eve Ensler, here it is. This woman, Eve Ensler, as you know or may not know, was the writer of the Vagina Monologues. And that could very well possibly qualify her for some kind of expertise on climate.
Yeah, what are you saying? I mean, spit it out.
Yeah, what are you saying? I'm making a joke. What do you say? Spit it out. The fact is that Ms. Ensler was on the Joy Behar show, and she's the author of the Vagina Monologues, which, by the way, I went and saw in Beverly Hills one night with my wife. And sitting in front of me was Ann Martin from the local Channel 7 ABC News affiliate. And I'd had probably three or four double tequilas across the street at, I think it was the Daily Grill, and went into the theater and breathed all of this tequila all over Miss Martin when I said, you know who's going to be on the show? And she sort of turned with an irritated look and said, yeah, thanks. And so anyway.
Really?
Yeah, really. I didn't even know it was her. I just went, yeah, excuse me. Is this? And the three women that we saw were Felicia Rashad. Who's the guy, the running back or the wide receiver? Ahmad Rashad. Felicia Rashad, his wife. And then a really great actress, Carol Kane. And then somebody else who sucked. And anyway.
Yeah, I bet she did.
You shut up. Anyway, here is Eve Hensler on Joy Behar's show saying that global warming caused, you know, like tsunamis and stuff. Did you know that? Tsunamis and earthquakes.
Well, I just think the whole idea that she doesn't believe in global warming is bizarre. And
every scientist of any note believes in it, but Sarah Palin doesn't believe in it.
And I think we just kind of have to walk around the world at this point and look at what's happening to nature and earthquakes and tsunamis and weather changes to just feel it. But I think that idea that she doesn't believe in global warming, that she could actually run for vice president, we have a country where that's possible.
It's unbelievable.
Seems insane.
Yes, it is. It's an insane country, Ms. Hensler, that someone could run for vice president who holds views that are so contradictory to your own and, in point of fact, could very well be mad. The woman's mad. Ms. Hensler, by the way, has her twin on the conservative side. And that twin on the conservative side is a cat like that king. You know, that jackass in Nebraska, Kansas, whatever that is.
I gotta look it up, but I mean, he's the guy that said that they'd be dancing on the street.
The what?
He said they'd be dancing on the street to get Obama.
Yeah, yeah. She is the twin. She should go out with that guy King, Steve King. See, so the conservatives have their version of that. The reason why I bring that up is so it doesn't sound like I'm just sort of piling on this woman, if you pardon the expression. But this is one kooky chick, man, when you say that just take a walk around the world and see the earthquakes and tsunamis that the global warming is causing. Well, there is no global warming. It's global climate change. And I hate to break the news, but they just had like 2-3 feet of snow on Washington. So that global warming thing, well, that's right up the old yin-yang, man. You dig? Wow.
Yeah, how can anybody say that when you get 3 feet?
Yeah. And by the way, that was record-breaking.
I know. That was record-breaking snow in Washington.
Yeah, that's the most snow they'd ever had in Washington, D.C., ever.
Well, since they kept records. See, that's very, you know, that's, you guys don't, you're always talking about ever, 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 ever. This is since they kept records. Now, do you understand that they haven't kept consistent daily weather records? We've only been keeping them maybe 150 years. It's the outside, okay?
Yeah.
Now, before that, there was no daily record keeping of weather. We happen to know, given the core samples that are taken from the Arctic ice, yada, 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 that it's been rather hot, or maybe hotter than it was, say, covering the last 1,000 years over this last 150, given the little ice age and all of that jazz, right?
What do you mean, little ice age? All I know is the big one.
What a big one.
There was a little one. It was called the Little Ice Age. It didn't go down to ice. It wasn't, you know, they didn't have, like, mammoths didn't come back to life, but it was in the Middle Ages. There was a very, very significant cooling of weather. And so now what you have to say was, all right, so what you're telling me, Phil, is it's a cyclical thing. Aha, I've got you on that one, Henry. It's caused by man. Okay, so then what you have to do is you have to tell me all about the man-made carbon emissions, and you have to show me the connection between those and the weather and temperature and the like. And you certainly know that the sea level is rising. But the sea level has been rising for quite some time, decades. And as we mentioned, there are there's literal anecdotal as well as journalistic record keeping that shows us, or observation that shows us, that they've had melting Arctic ice since the 20s at least. So where do you go from there? Well, one of the things you don't want to do is listen to Joy Behar with Eve Ensler talking about how the earthquake and that, who's the other guy? Danny Glover? Earthquakes are caused by global warming. You got to be, you're about as stupid as those two guys that said that the term black hole was racist. You know? And you're as dumb as that. All of these people, we don't need. You need a little bit of information. Now, coming up next hour, you're going to hear Steve Bozell, and they'll be talking about the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, and they got a real beautiful piece of work who runs the IOC by the name of Jacques something or other, and he says, geez, the Winter Olympics could be threatened because of global warming. We may not, yeah, it may not snow ever again. So, wow. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. Eve Ensler and the Vagina Monologue. That's the worst night I ever spent. Henry.